The assailants have won the barriers, have they not? Said Ivanhoe. They have, exclaimed Rebecca, and they press the besieged hard upon the outer wall. Some plant ladders, some swarm like bees, and endeavour to ascend on the shoulders of each other. Down go stones, beams, and trunks of trees upon their heads. And, as fast as they bear the wounded to the rear, fresh men supply their places in the assault. Great God, hast thou given men thine own image, that it should be thus cruelly defaced by the hands of their brethren? Think not of that, said Ivanhoe. This is not the time for such thoughts. Who yield? Who push their way? The ladders have thrown down, replied Rebecca, shuddering. The soldiers lie grovelling under them like crushed reptiles. The besieged have the better. Ah, exclaimed the knight, do the false yeomen give way? No, exclaimed Rebecca. They bear themselves right yeomanly. The black knight approaches the postern with his huge axe, the thundering blows which he deals. You may hear them above the din and shouts of the battle. Stones and beams are hailed down on the bold champion. He regards them no more than if they were thistle down or feathers. Ha, said Ivanhoe, raising himself joyfully on his couch. Methought there was but one man in England that might do such a deed. The postern gate shakes, continued Rebecca. It crashes. It is splintered by his blows. They rush in. The outwork is won. O God, they hurl the defenders from the battlements. They throw them into the moat. O men, if ye be indeed men, spare them that can resist no longer.